I got to give it to Kevin Harlan. He could make that game sound like an exciting football game last night in the NFL. The Eagles are so bad to me that that was not an exciting game. There was some big plays by the Seahawks and DK Metcalf, 10 catches, 177 yards, moved past Tyreek Hill on the leaderboard for receiving yards in the 2020 season, although Tyreek Hill still has four more touchdown receptions than DK Metcalf on the year. We are joined now by the host of this show, Stephen St. John. Good morning, Stephen. How are you, man?
That game was super exciting last night.
Was it?
Because I had DK Metcalf and Dallas Goedert, and the competitive pricks were nursing a very small lead. And I was going up against, thankfully, going up against Carson Wentz and Boston Scott. And so, despite DK Metcalf having a force field around him in the end zone, where he gets, every week he gets tackled at the one, fumbles at the one, or drops a touchdown pass, because, look, he has wonderful numbers, but he should legitimately have like 15 or 16 touchdowns. I mean, he got stripped one time going to the end zone showboating. He dropped a touchdown pass last night. It's just the numbers he puts up, he's somewhat inconsistent, especially in the red zone. And Dallas Goedert was running wide open last night so many times. And I was talking to Jake before we started. It's been amazing because I know, like, Doug Peterson gets blamed for his play calling. Philadelphia, their skill position players have been ravaged by injury, but they're getting healthy. And then a lot of people say that Frank Reich, that the offense left with Frank Reich when he was hired by Indianapolis. But let me tell you, I don't know what's happened. I mean, he's had bad injuries, but Carson Wentz is bad.
Oof.
He's bad.
Yep.
I mean, last night, Lewis, I felt there was a point where I felt bad for him, the way Lewis Riddick was just, and he wasn't being mean, but he was just dismantling him, like, because he'd have to. Like, there was a play where Dallas Goedert and Richard Rodgers were both wide open in the middle of the field, and then Wentz forced it into double coverage to a receiver that was double teamed. I mean, just over and over again, there was a play where Goedert had a step on the guy, and that would have been a touchdown if he just lays it up there, and he underthrew it, and they bailed him out with pass interference. I mean, Carson Wentz was good. He was, I know Jake's loved him, and I'm not telling you I know what's wrong with him. I mean, Jake, you think he just hasn't ever come back from that knee injury? But it's startling because you could tell, like, he's not making the right reads. He doesn't trust what he sees.
Yeah,
it seems
that's
it's
a thing.
Crazy.
No confidence.
I was just going to use the word trust. He doesn't trust anything out there. He doesn't trust his offensive line. Yeah, I mean,
he's second guessing himself.
Yeah, I think I've watched. A lot of the times when I watch the Eagles this year, he's got a bad receiving core that's dropped a lot of passes
and
on him.
I think they've had, what did they say last night, 10 different combos in 11 games going into last night on this offensive line.
And I'm not saying that this means he's played well, because I think it's like he doesn't trust his receivers, he doesn't trust his offensive line, and he doesn't trust himself.
Right.
And trust his eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Like he doesn't trust anything right now. He's second-guessing everything.
Well, and that kind of trickles down, right? I mean, he's second-guessing himself because the organization spent a second-round draft pick, a highly valued draft pick, on his replacement.
Yeah. So let me tell you, let me ask you that then. So they, he came in for one play and completed a pass and then gone in bizarre fashion. And they had said he had taken some snaps with the ones during the week. What? So you're 3-7-1. But you somehow still have a chance to win the division. Would you go to Jalen Hurts at some point to see what you got?
Well, the reason that's a hard question to answer is because I don't know what they're seeing from Jalen Hurts every day in practice. And they must not be seeing much, is what I, like, if they're, you know, if they're just going to run him out there for two plays here and there.
But they've been doing that all year.
Yeah, but
they're seeing that. They're seeing that paycheck from Carson Wentz
right
every week.
$59 million. I mean, that's
starter.
And they're
yesterday was the first time they put him on the field without Carson Wentz out there at the same time.
Right.
That is a step in a different direction. You know, because before they put him out there as a gadget guy, you know.
What if he goes out there and perform, like, I don't know.
That's their biggest fear. That's their biggest fear.
And he plays really well and the offense clicks, then you can't go back to Wentz.
No,
I think they give Wentz one more week. I think you have to. I mean, I wouldn't. And I'm just saying that as an organization, they're in an awful spot. I mean, horrible. And, you know.
But they're a half game out of first place. Like, if it was a throwaway, like 3-7-1, we're done.
Yeah.
We're already eliminated. Let's just see what we got in Hurts. But,
but you know what?
Win the division.
That's true. And I guess you ask yourself, what does it mean to win the division?
Yeah.
You know, like if you're going to be a 6-win team that wins the division.
Is it worth completely wrecking your organization foundation built on this quarterback that you are strapped with? They don't have a choice. He's going to be on that roster next year.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I mean, there's a chance Hurts is better.
Sure. I mean, you can't rule it out as bad as Carson Wentz is playing.
Yeah. He's got to be better than what that was last night.
So I think you got to make a football decision here. I think you got to not worry about what your team's record is. You got to not worry about how much money you're paying Wentz, and you got to look at it and say, where is the future of our quarterback position headed? You know, and you have to, and you might not know the answer, but you got to sit down and think real hard about it.
But that question's bigger than that question, and what I mean by that, it's not about which quarterback gives us the best chance to win this division this year.
No, it's about who's going to take this position over going forward.
Well, and Hurts can't take the position over next year. He just can't. You can't justify having that guy on your roster and not playing a 59. I mean, you can't have him be your backup.
You can cut him and eat the money.
Oh,
I mean, look, it hurts.
I don't know if you can.
I don't think so. I saw a tweet.
That's
who was the tweet that sent out? That was I think.
Oh, I know that. That's what
Andrew Brandt.
Yes.
Like they can't. I don't.
Yeah,
think.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to be on the roster next year. They cannot get rid of this guy. They can't cut him. That's what I'm saying. It's that question that you just asked, Nate, is bigger than that question.
They have to make a decision that hurts. At this point.
Oh, here he is.
Wow. He's back, baby.
There he is.
He is back, ladies and gentlemen.
There he is.
Yes, he did.
That was a good one.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah.
You almost caught me off guard, buddy.
It's kind of like the Eagles went down the wrong path by signing Carson to that big contract.
And there he is.
Yeah. Not quite as good.
But no, I mean it's such a bad spot.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it's like even if you win this division, what's that do for you? That's what you were starting to ask, Nate. It's
what's it mean? I don't know.
Right.
Maybe it means a lot. Maybe you go win a playoff game. We've seen teams that have had bad. You know, we saw Marshawn Lynch and the Seahawks go win a playoff game with a bad record, winning their division. But for the most part, like you go win six games, and you make. Like, are you think Eagles fans gonna be like, oh hey, they made the playoffs, they won the division, all good, they went 6-9-1, but
no, it's for me, it's like they put themselves in this corner, so you deal with it, Philly.
It's like, a bad team. Well, like you have to look at it right now. And go, we're a bad football team.
For me, this isn't even a conversation. We're not talking about this situation. That's a bad, like, for the position that they were in. I'm not saying Jalen Hurts is a bad pick, because I think the guy has some potential, and I think he can be a good quarterback in this league. That is yet to be determined, but that's a bad pick for that organization.
I have to say this, though. When the Chiefs drafted Patrick Mahomes, Alex Smith responded by having the best year of his career. When Aaron Rodgers got drafted behind in Green Bay, he is putting together.
But they drafted him to be the franchise, right? They drafted Patrick Mahomes to be the franchise.
Right.
They had the franchise. And the reason I say that they had the franchise is because they paid him franchise dollars.
Right.
And so it's like you have a franchise quarterback that you've already deemed this is our franchise because of the amount of money that you've given him. And then you go out and you draft Jalen Hurts. That's a bad pick because of the situation your organization's in.
I'm just saying that might be true, but that's not a good enough excuse for Carson Wentz to go wet the bed.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, you can sit here and say, well, he's looking over his shoulder now. But
he's a human being.
Yeah, but look what Aaron Rodgers and Alex Smith did. They went out and produced when somebody got drafted.
But they also are guys with elite-level confidence. They are guys with elite-level confidence.
Do you want to know what his dead money hit is if they release him in 2021?
Oh, boy. What are we talking about?
$59.2 million.
$1 million.
That's what I'm telling you.
$59 million.
You can't
play
do
the
that.
Laugh track for that one,
oh,
please.
Oh, no.
That's why I keep saying the guy's a $59 million.
God, man.
Yeah, you're right. That is a decision that hurts. Ouch. Ouch.
I mean, a trade would be costly, too, with the Eagles owing $33.8 million in dead cap to spread over 2 years if Wentz is dealt before the third day of the league year.
Yeah, that's why you got to give him every chance. I mean, you have to start him next week. Until you're out of it, like, once they are statistically out of it, that's when you play Jalen Hurts. That's when you see what you have.
What if they see that they have something good in Jalen Hurts? Then what?
Then they can trade him.
Trade Wentz?
No, trade Hurts.
Trade Hurts.
I mean, that's you see what you got, because you know.
How good would that make an Eagles fan feel if they Hurts like looked good?
Yeah, I know. But that's hey, this is your fault.
Hey there.
Exactly, you are 100% right, Steven. That's murderous. I mean, that Eagles fan, like, wow. But that's where they're at, because they did that to themselves. I mean, when they made that
that's
pick,
crazy,
right?
It's also though about, like, boy, when you pay that quarterback.
Yep.
You know,
ask Jared Goff, ask Wentz. I mean, yeah. both these guys.
Everybody needs a quarterback so badly
mm-hmm.
that they're willing to pay middle of the road quarterbacks.
Look at these guys; they're getting all
ridiculous
and that hurts
contracts.
Me to say that.
Yeah, because like, oh, a guy was really good for a year. You know, you surround him with all these great playmakers, and all of a sudden he had a really good season, and he's the guy. But how many guys have had careers like Derek Carr? Looks like he's going to be an MVP. Next thing you know, we're not even sure if he's a starter. I mean, it's scary, man. You pay that money. It's nice to have Patrick Mahomes, because you pay that money and you feel pretty damn good about it.
Oh yeah.
You know, but there's a lot of quarterbacks that are not on that level that are getting paid. And you know what? To be honest with you, that's where I kind of actually see where Jerry Jones was coming from with Dak Prescott.
Sure.
Nah, we're not gonna put ourselves in that position. You're a good quarterback. But I'm not sure you're at that level. Your team didn't even win. You know, you couldn't even get a team to the playoffs last year.
Well, look what happened, and they're probably going to get him at a discounted price.
You don't want to be in the situation the Eagles are in, that's for sure. I mean, like, how many quarterbacks? Go ahead.
NFL note, do you think the Houston Texans are the best-run franchise in the NFL?
I think that Deshaun Watson is going to have to throw passes to himself on that team. They don't have any wide receivers left.
Well, they do have Brandon Cooks, and if you have him in fantasy, then
I do.
Yeah, giddy up!
High five!
Giddy up!
I do.
All three of us have him.
Yeah,
awesome.
yeah. And so, like, where they're at now, like, hey,
got those.
Hey, who's your
ball.
Best wide receiver? Will Fuller suspended. Hey, who's your best corner? Bradley Roby suspended. Both suspended for 6 games for violating the performance-enhancing substances policy. And so, and you know, on top of that, and so then somebody pointed out, and look, I like, who knows? This may just be a coincidence, right? You see who their assistant strength and conditioning coach is?
Mm-mm.
Their former stud linebacker, Brian Cushing.
Oh, no. Had a couple Google, issues. Google, yeah.
Yeah, Google him and see. Like,
yeah,
somebody.
I know he had at least 2 suspensions.
Right, and look, who, and I don't, we, you don't know, and that might just be a coincidence. But somebody, someone in Houston, I laughed so hard. Someone tweeted Brian Cushing right now and did the meme of
Homer Simpson,
yeah. backing into the shrubs, like. But who knows? But that seems odd. But yeah, Houston and Philadelphia. Let's get them in the Super Bowl.
Cushing like suspended twice ever.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
It's like, hey.
Oh, it's a prescription.
Hey,
though.
We just hired a new guy, a Bill Romanowski. He's gonna be our strength and conditioning guy. It's gonna work out really well.
Right. two of your best players are just suspended. Well, I don't
see how that could have happened. I mean, if only we had known there had been some sort of track record with a guy that's giving them their strength and conditioning advice.
Odd, but hey, it's just wonderful that, because there was a while that Kansas City, before Andy Reid got here, we were the train wreck that other NFL franchises would laugh at. So it's just, It's very nice to be able to look around and see that the Chiefs don't have those problems with quarterbacks, and the Chiefs don't have the problems of the franchise being mismanaged. We are in a golden era of laughing at other teams, and so we're here for it. Right?
That's right. That's right. We'll enjoy every minute of it. That's right. Well, I'll keep reminding my kids that it's not always this rosy and sunshiny, because it might be for their entire like childhood all the way through college, as the way things are headed right now.
Hey,
all right.
Jake, before we break real quick, can I ask you, are you, I don't, man, yeah, see, this is where I get accused for being a bad influence.
Hmm.
What are you, what's going on with Kentucky, Kansas by 4.5? Are you? Do I not ask that, or
no? You can. We talked about it a little bit in the 6 o'clock hour. I'm probably gonna stay away from it, but if I had to play it, I probably would lay the points.
Is this a deal where it's too much? You don't want to bet with your heart.
Well, it is, but we're also closing in, Stephen, on, as you know, today is December 1st, and so
right.
It means we're 25 days away from Christmas, and
you need Christmas money.
I got four nieces
right.
and
That's
a nephew,
right.
and I need the Christmas money, and I feel bad if I lose it, and hey, guys.
Uncle Jake,
I made you a card, guys. Yeah. Uncle Jake made you a Christmas card.
Uncle Jake
so
had the Seahawks in the 6.5. Sorry, kids.
You're staying away from this. You're staying away from the State Farm Champions Classic tonight.
Right now, I am. I'm staying away from. I haven't bet any college basketball. It's just so hard right now.
How about the fact that Jake stayed away from last night's game, Stephen? Because that I thought that was going to be one of those ones where Pounders was
no. That
livid
number was too weird
at the 2-point conversion at the end of the game.
Oh man, or pumped.
Yeah.
I will say, if I had to play it, I would have played Philadelphia, just because that number looked so odd to me. Like, if I was handicapping that game, it would have been at least a field goal more for Seattle. And when it's that big in the NFL, in my mind, it's like, either play the oddity or stay the hell away from it.
Well, not for nothing, but the over-under is 146 tonight.
Yeah.
You know what?
Jayhawks have scored in the 90s first two games.
That might be a more
that's
reasonable
That's what I'm saying.
Play.
Let's go,
that's
Jake.
That's an interesting number for
now
you. I feel like...
You are like a bad influence.
He's gone to the computer
no,
now,
no.
Staying away from the -4.
No.
Well, you know, just
no,
by the way, the over-under is 140.
I could be described as a good influence because I feel like this game is going to be wide open.
Yeah, my nieces and
you
nephews...
Know what I mean?
They might love you, and they might absolutely hate you.
Yeah, you get twice as big of a present.
Yes.
You know? Go for that, go
that's
for that
all.
PlayStation 5.
We'll find out
5.
Tomorrow where I stood on it.
Let's put it this way.
We'll
if, they, they
the,
get over
the...
if they get over 146, I'm a good influence. If they don't, bad influence.
Okay, that's
how
fair.
I decide that.
Yep.
Now, I'm just trying to plant seeds and see if anything grows.
Yep.
Okay?
Yeah, well, there's a lot
that's
growing
all.
Over here.
There, I've said my piece. There, I'm done. Thank you.
Steven, we'll check back in with you next hour, okay, buddy?
Thank you.
That is Stephen St. John. Back to influence Jake Pounders. We will have an influence from Gary Lezak on the weather next on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Time for a weather forecast from the one and only Gary Lezak from 41 Action News. Good morning, Gary.
Morning. Is Stephen back, or what's going on here?
He's we're sprinkling him back in. You know, fools rush in. So he did a couple segments yesterday.
Yeah, sprinkled in before my segment, and then he said, "Hey, I need another week before I talk to Gary."
At least another day, and maybe not another week, but maybe at least another day. You know,
Gary, do you have something to say
Uh-oh.
To me? Just say it.
Uh-oh.
Say it to me right now.
Hello.
Right
wow. Oh my goodness! Happy birthday, first of all.
Thank you.
How was your birthday?
You know what? It was wonderful because somehow Susan and the kids put 48 candles on a very small cake, and we almost burned the house down. Because,
wow.
No, they
I
really,
need
they
pictures
put the,
of that.
They put the 48, and they put 48 damn candles, and it took them forever, and so they surprised
That's
me.
Amazing.
That is awesome.
Yeah, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, I never thought. Yeah, I'll send you a picture of that. So that was very nice. It was great. They made me cards and everything. So I had a wonderful birthday, and I saw your post, Gary. So thank you very much. I've missed talking to you.
You're welcome. Well, right now, it's so amazing how when you love somebody and you love people, and you're one of my favorite people. And right now, it's emotional just talking to you. It's great to hear your voice and be able to talk to you live in person. And I'm glad you've gotten through COVID-19 feeling better. And how are you right now with everything? Are you weak? I mean, Nate said he was a little weak for a little while afterwards.
I'm not wearing a shirt, so.
Yeah.
Wow, I don't know.
There we go.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I don't know how anyone feels about that. We're just being honest here. No shirt on for this segment.
So. Sup, shirt off.
Wow.
Right. There's a freedom. You know what? Honestly, even when I'm at home, I usually, you know, you take a shower, you get dressed and everything else just to make yourself feel somewhat, professional. But today, no shirt on, and I'm just going to be honest, I like it.
What's up, shirt off?
Right.
That's right. Your question?
Sure.
If it's 30-26 in the Chiefs game, in a playoff game, maybe they're playing Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl. Maybe they're playing Pittsburgh in the AFC Championship game with Ben Roethlisberger and Tom Brady back there. And it's 30-26. Would you rather have the Chiefs have the lead and with needing one first down with the other team with three timeouts left, with 1:56 left? That's all. Or would you rather have Chiefs trailing 30-26 with Patrick Mahomes with the ball?
So the Chiefs would be trailing 30-26 and Mahomes with the ball, or the Chiefs would have the lead?
30-26 with just needing a first down.
But either way, Mahomes has the ball?
No. You would be either way.
I'm so confused right now. Either way, if Mahomes has the ball at the end of the game, I'm satisfied that the Chiefs are going to win, either protecting a lead or if they're down. Either way. So just give me Mahomes with the ball at the end of the game in any situation, and we win.
Okay. All right.
Is that a cop-out? I'm on the fence on that one. See.
No, my point is, when, as we've talked about a little bit, 17-0, 27-10, the Chiefs are so much the best team in the NFL right now. It's crazy what we're experiencing. And everyone agrees pretty much. I mean, there is universal agreement from everyone, all experts. There isn't one that thinks that the Chiefs aren't the best team in the NFL, and by far.
Did you watch Philadelphia last night? Did you see them before you're making all these proclamations?
I saw them. But it's true. And so, but are they bored? It's 27-10. Can they pretend it's 10-10 and just play hard the whole way through, or keep their offense running exactly the same way? I mean, they only scored, 7 points in the second half? They would never only score 7 points in the second half if they were trailing 27-10. So it's just bizarre to me. It's like, are they bored? Are the Chiefs bored right now, or do they know? Do they have the killer's instinct? Is there something missing, or is it just the NFL?
Has he been this way the whole time I was gone?
Yeah, he's been salty. He's been salty.
Has he?
Yeah.
This is a man not satisfied right now with 10-1. It sounds like
he's asking questions.
Right. You demand perfection is what you're saying. That's fine.
I don't know. You have very high standards
for this team, as we all do.
Honestly, if I were to put my own take on my own take, I would say that it's the NFL is what it is. It's the NFL. And Tampa Bay is actually a really good football team, very poorly coached. And thank goodness.
So now Gary's asking questions and then answering himself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right here live on Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City.
Maybe he'll ask himself what the weather is going to be.
I know I'm rusty, but Gary was not interested in my answer or anyone else's answer.
Nope.
He was ready to answer his own question. I was just a pawn in this game.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm crazy, aren't I?
Let me ask you the question.
Hey, I got a question for you guys. What do you think the weather is going to be
tomorrow?
Let me
ask you the question.
He's not interested in answering your questions either.
Oh, boy.
I was thinking about a hot dog, Patrick, to be honest.
I say Patrick, you say...
Forecast?
Mahomes.
Taking it for granted. Oh, my goodness. It's all right. Today, weather-wise, we're going to have sunshine, a high temperature of 47 degrees. Not a bad day. All of a sudden, 47 is going to feel good because it's 24 right now. It's cold. I just went out there with rainbow and sunny. And then expect tomorrow's high, 45, increasing clouds, Chance of some rain or snow mix tomorrow night and Thursday. No accumulation expected in our area. I'll look at the new data coming up soon, but no accumulation expected. Thursday at 6:30 p.m., our winter weather special, Get Ready for Winter, is going to be on at 6:30 p.m., unless they move the football game again. But because the Steelers-Ravens game is on tomorrow afternoon on 41 Action News. So, on NBC, unbelievable. So, hey, I hope everyone has a great day. Steven, you made me feel good. I really appreciate that. Keep your shirt off, I guess. Right. And
I love you, Gary.
Take it. I love you, too. Take a picture of that cake with the candles. Well, it's already gone, I know. So, I want to see a picture.
Well, I have a picture, Lance, and I'll send it to you.
All right. Here is the sponsor of this segment, Bob Hamilton Plumbing.
Thanks, Gary. Let us check your heating system for $49 and get a Google Home Hub for free while supplies last. What? 888-4-B-O-B. Remember 913 or bobhamilton.com.
All right. We got Matt Derrick coming up next. Talking Chiefs right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.